And this is why it's written in many Sforim, in the Sifrei Kabbalah, She'elokim bigimatria hateva, that Hashem's name Elokim is the same numerical value as the word hateva, nature. Ke'elokim bechinas malach, shenikra Elokim bamikra. Because the word Elokim, besides being one of the names of Hashem, is also a term that's used throughout the Torah to refer to an angel. Angels are called Elokim in the Chumash. Like by Bilam Horosha, we just had recently in the reading of the Torah, the Parsha Sashavua, it says an Elokim came to him, an angel came to him. Shehateva misnaheges al yidei hamalach hamamuna al kol dovor lahanigoi beteva zois sheyesh lo yisei dovor. This connection between the word hateva and Elokim, the word hateva means nature, the nature is guided by the angel who's appointed over each and everything to lead it to follow this and this nature, where the nature of a fish is to remain in the water and the nature of an animal is to remain on land, all the different aspects of how that thing behaves. V'hamalochim heim sichliim kiyadua. And angels are referred to in all the Sforim as sichliim. An angel is not something physical at all. An angel is spiritual. And angels are referred to as seichel. Seichel. An angel is a piece of seichel. Kiyadua, as is known in the Sifrei Kabbalah. And as Rabbeinu Zal discusses this in chapter 61, in the first half of Likutei Moran, and the angels receive their sechel from a much higher source, going up the ladder, going higher and higher and higher, until they're receiving from the oneness of Hashem, Sheshom Hakoil Biachtus Bli Hevdel, where upstairs over there on the 6 billion floor upstairs, there it's all oneness. There's no diversification, there's no two, there's no ten, it's all oneness. Without any separation, without any distinction. Kumeshakosu Bois Hakoidim Shom, as Rabbeinu Zal discusses in paragraph Aleph on Das over there in Sefer Amidos. The Alkane, therefore, Hatzadik Govoya Mehamalochim. The Tzadik is on a higher level than the angels. Kigam Bamalochim Ksiv Vahachayois Rotsoi Voshoiv. Because even about the angels, it says in Yecheskel that the angels, Chayois is one of the names of the angels, they go up and they come back down. Al she'olim u'misnasim b'chol pam lishoiv chiyusam shehu adas mehayochid katmoy nisporach. The reason why the pasuk says it, that the angels go up, is because the angels are always reaching up. They're always trying to draw from Hashem, to draw from higher and higher sources of Hashem's das and sechel, which is their energy, which is their source of life. These angels draw their das, which is their life, their sustenance, they draw it from upstairs in this level of rotzoi vashoiv, by jumping up and coming back down, reaching up and back down. And by these angels drawing this seichel and das from Hashem, that's what gives them the ability to control and lead and guide all the things that are under their authority, whether it's the plants or the animals or the different things. Aval hamalochim einom balei bechira. However, an angel does not have free choice. V'heim muchrochim lekabel v'lishoiv hachiyus b'chol pam kifi hismanus. They are obligated to, they must receive this flow of das, this flow of light, this flow of energy from Hashem, you know, on a regular basis, based on what job they have. Each malach, based on what hat he wears, what he's appointed over, what his job is, he's receiving this light from Hashem, kefi ma shetzorech, based on what his needs are, lahamshich chius lo'ose hadavar shenisma lav, in order for him to broadcast, to transmit life to the things that he's appointed over. Whatever trees or animals or birds that malach is appointed over, in order for him to give them the energy they need, he's got to get it from upstairs. He gets it from above. The angel has no ability whatsoever to make any changes. He's robotic. He receives, transmits exactly the way Hashem says, and that's it, period. That's his job. Aval ha'odom ha'tzadik shehu bal b'chira, whereas a human being, a tzadik, who does have free choice, yochoy levatel atzmoy mechezu dahayalma b'chirosoy. As we learned earlier, the tzadik has the ability to negate himself, to nullify himself, to detach himself completely from everything physical and materialistic in this world, using his free choice. Vazai oile lamokim shoila. And when the tzaddik does that, he takes off. He goes up, up, up to where he goes. V'nichlal bo yisporach, and he plugs into Hashem. V'yochoy lishoiv misham toira b'chol pam. And the tzaddik thereby has the ability to draw toira from Hashem. He goes up to such a high place, to such a high level connection with Hashem, where he receives toira over there. Shehu hachochma v'hadas shemechaya u'mekayim u'manages kol oilam, which is the chochma and the das and the seichel that feeds the entire world, that nourishes the entire world with spiritual energy. Ki ba'oiraisa boro kutche b'ruchu alma, because the Torah, it says that Hashem used the Torah to create the entire world. The Torah was the blueprint, the Torah was the energy, the Torah was everything that Hashem used to create the world. So if the tzaddik goes up to such a high place where he's able to bring down Torah from that highest place, the Torah is a battery that supports life to everything in this world. In other words, you could have a malach who has a Duracell battery that handles the birds, and you got another malach who's got an Ever-Ready battery that handles the trees, and you got another one, each one receiving their little... The tzaddik goes up to such a high place where he receives an energy that's above all of them, that's feeding all of their batteries and everything. And then the tzaddik has the ability to draw das and to pass it on to the malachim, to pass on this energy to the angels and to all the different things that are subservient to these angels, that these angels are guiding, kiritzoinai, based on how the tzaddik wants, based on however much the tzaddik is controlling it, if he brought down that Torah. Kefi ha-Torah v'hadas sheshem abitul, based on the Torah and the das that the tzaddik is receiving as a result of his bitul, as a result of him negating himself. Therefore, ha'odom govoya mehamalochim, the human being, the tzaddik, is above the angels. U'moishel aleihem, he controls them. V'yochol linoy goylam kiritzoinoy, and he has the authority to control the world the way he wants, the way the tzaddik wants. The tzaddik has the ability to control. Just like we see a tzaddik was able to split the Red Sea, we see Rabbi Pinchas ben Yoyer told the sea to split, to let him go through, and then another Jew go through. And then when there was a goy there, he didn't want to make a chil Hashem. So he said to the sea to split, to let the goy go through. And when the sea tried to complain a little, he said, you better just shut up and follow instructions. Otherwise, I'm going to evaporate you totally. Otherwise, you're going to disappear. That's the authority that the tzaddik has through his bitul, by his being able to negate, by his being put into this physical world, and by his being able to go above the physical, to transcend the physical, and not partake at all from the physical, make himself totally spiritual in this world, and he detaches himself from all the materialism of this world, that gives him the ability to have this bitul and to go up to the highest, highest place, way above the malachim, where the malachim draw their energy from. And he goes up there and he draws Torah which is the source of the energy of everything in this world, and that's what puts him in the driver's seat, right under Hashem, Kav Yochel. And with this, we could understand the miracle that took place for Daniel, which Rabbein Azal writes about over there in Sefer Amidos, whereby Rabbein Azal says there that because Daniel knew the nature of the lion, therefore he was able to control him. Hainu kanal. Rabbein Azal says that what Rabbein Azal meant is what I'm saying here. Shohoyu mevatel esatzmoy bo'oyer ho'ein soif b'chol pam. Daniel was one of these great tzaddikim who nullified himself to the infinite light of Hashem on a regular basis. He was doing that all the time. V'himshich mishom das Torah. And that allowed him, that enabled Daniel to bring down Torah from there, from the Oyer Ein Sof. Shemishom kol koyach v'chius v'anhogas ha'aryeh shutivoy. That's where the lion draws all of his energy and his nature and everything and everything. Kigam hamalach shehu hasechel hamaniges aryeh b'tivoy. Because even the angel, which is the seichel that's controlling the lion, that's feeding thoughts into the brain of the lion, telling the lion, go, stop, come, eat, sleep. Even that malach, who yoinek umekabel me'oisius ha-Torah, that malach draws and receives his energy from the letters of the Torah, shuadas. Ukama shekosov sham bo'ois ha-kodem, as Rabbein Azal writes, in the preceding paragraph over there in Sefer Amidos, in paragraph Aleph, Shekol hanivroim mirumozim bo'isius ha-Torah, that everything in creation is hinted to in the letters of the Torah. Even the malachim have their connection to the letters of the Torah. V'zeo bi'atzmoi b'chinas elokai shlach malachim u'segar pomar yevosa. And that's what it means over there when it says in the Novi that Hashem sent angels and closed the mouth of a lion. Hainu, ki ze hamalach bi'atzmoi shemanigas ha'aryeh b'tivoi, meaning that that particular angel who was in control of that lion, who was controlling that lion's nature, its natural instinct to eat, to sleep, to do, Oisoi sholach HaKadosh Baruch Hu lizgor piyem. Hashem sent that angel to close the mouth of the lions. Meaning, ki ze hamalach hu b'chinas seichel proti shemanik ho aryeh b'tivoy. Because that angel represents a fine individualistic piece of seichel that's in charge of that lion. It was a little wire that goes from Hashem to the lion, which is that angel. That angel is the one that controls, that's the leash on that lion, that controls the lion, telling him eat, sleep, tear, bite, everything. Aval Daniel bi'oitzim tzidkosoi zocho lishoiv das govoya mimeno. But Daniel, with his great, being such a great tzaddik, was zoicha to draw das from way above that angel. Shekol das hamalach shu sechel proti azeh shememun al aryeh, who mekabel v'yoynik mimenu. Daniel was able to go 3 million levels above that malach to the source from where that malach draws his energy, to the command center from where that malach receives his commands, where the whole das of that malach is seroproti, which is, receives from there. Alkein bevadai hoyo Daniel moishel olav. That's why Daniel definitely had authority over the lion and over the angel. And that's why the lions were subservient to Daniel. Paragraph Chafei, Nimtza. We conclude therefore, Shekol ma she'odom mevat lesatzmoi bo yisporach, that the more that a person is zeichet to negate himself to Hashem, meaning to negate the physical, the materialistic, to put all of that aside, and to just want to be part of Hashem, to just want to serve Hashem, shaydezeh boireach mihayisurim, which we learned, when a person does that, that gives him the ability to run away from, to escape, to detach himself totally from the suffering in this world, all the suffering. V'shoyev misham Torah, and he goes up to that very high place, and he draws Torah from there. Shaydeze misnache mehayisurim achrakakanal, which is what gives him the ability when he comes back down from his spaceship, after he went all the way up to the Eir Ein Sof. When he comes back down into this world, we said the suffering tries to get at him again, but now he's got the antidote. Now he brought Torah with him, and that Torah is what sustains him and consoles him, gives him the ability to manage. That Torah gives him the ability to eliminate the suffering totally, kanal, as we said before. Ki hu moishel al teva hayisurim, because this tzaddik, this person, rules over the teva. The suffering he's going through is based on teva, right? Teva is that a person gets sick. People get sick and they acquire this disease and that disease. Teva is that the economy right now is not that good, and therefore I don't have enough money to pay my electric bill, and therefore they shut down my electricity, and therefore this, they're foreclosing on the house, and that's all within the teva. But this tzaddik, this person, through his beetle, has gone above. He's gone to the Eir Ein Sof. He's gone to the place, he's plugged into the das of Hashem from which he's drawing Torah. And therefore, he's in charge of the teva. He's over the teva. Remember that we said the teva is the malochim. That's one definition of teva. Avol efomim mizgabrim ha'isurim kolkach. However, Rabbi Nazal explains over there in Torah Samachem Likudimram that sometimes the suffering becomes so great and so intense that it confuses his das, it messes up his thinking. And he loses his ability to be able to draw Torah like he would want to, like he has to. And when that happens, then it's even possible for the Isurim to defeat him, to grab hold of him and to beat him up, because he hasn't succeeded in drawing enough Torah. He doesn't have enough of the antidote. V'alkein be'emes motzinu b'gedoyle ha-tzadikim shoyu koirenes ha-Isurim al-atzmon v'achakach mishalchenoisam kiritzoinam. Rav Nosanzal says this will also explain why we find an unbelievable phenomenon in the Gemara. The Gemara says they were tzaddikim like Rabbi Elozar and Rabbi Shimon, the son of Rabbi Shimon Yechoizal. The Gemara says in Baba Metzia, he would invite the suffering, he would tell him when to come, and he would tell him when to get lost. He would say, okay guys, it's 4 o'clock, come on boils, come on, turn up the heat, time for my suffering. And then when he decided that he had things to do and they were in the way, he would say, okay guys, get lost, I'll let you know when I want you to come back. As the Gemara says over there in Bab Metzia about Rabbi Elozar b'Rabbi Shimon, v'chein shomati mimenu zal, and Rabbi Nosson Zal says, I heard this clearly from Rabbeinu Zal, that Rabbeinu Zal also was able to do this, to invite the suffering and to turn it off. Ayin b'chayim oharan, take a look in the Sefer Chayim Aran where this is mentioned. The Alkane, and therefore, mi sheyesh lo yisurim, oy choyle b'toch beisoy. It's based on this that the Gemara says that if a Jew is going through any suffering, or there's somebody that's sick in their home, what should they do? Tzorech lovoy lehechochem, shua tzadik oemes. They should go to a true Talmud Chochem. They should go to the tzadik oemes. K'moshom Rabbein Senazal, as the Gemara says, ki lav kolotom zoychelo ze lishloy talateva b'idiosoy. Because not every Jew is on a level of das, that his das is great enough for him to rule over the teva. Rak hechochem hatzadik huemes sheyochel avatlatz mekanal. It's only the chochem, the true tzaddik, that has detached himself completely from all the influences of this world, you know, the materialism and everything. V'alkein kol peulois hatzadik levatel hayisurim v'choylas. And this will also explain why the tool that the tzaddik uses to eliminate all suffering and all kinds of problems and illnesses is tefillah. ki ikra bitol anal hu b'shas hatfila v'kanal. Because the time, the opportunity, the best opportunity for a Jew, for a tzaddik to achieve bitol, is during davening, during tefillah. The Shulchan Aruch mentions this. We mentioned this earlier. When it introduces the topic of Shmon Esrei, it says that this is what the great tzaddikim used to do. They used to have his Hispashtus Agashmius. They would detach themselves totally from the physical world and plug into Hashem on the deepest level when they were davening Shmon Esrei and Bechlal in their tefillah. V'chein hanes shel Daniel, shenitzel migoy varoyes, and so too the miracle whereby Daniel was saved when he was thrown into the lion's den, al yedei inyan hanal, through, based on what we spoke about here, hakoil hoyo al yedei ribui tfiloisov sheyamar belispalel, all of it was accomplished not just with his das, not just through das, but through the multitude of tfilois that Daniel davened to Hashem. At shafilu beis shemosrois al shemispala shemisborach, to the point where even when he was taken by the agents of the king, they put him into prison because he violated the command of the king. Nebuchadnezzar said, anybody caught praying to anybody except for me, we're going to destroy him. What did Daniel do after they captured him? Lo hiniach es mekoymoi. He did not desist. He wouldn't stop. Vispal gamoz, even in prison, he kept davening. Kimafoyrish b'mikra, as the Pasuk says over there clearly, ki yoda, because Daniel knew that it is impossible for him to be saved from Nebuchadnezzar, from the lions, from all his opposition, other than through tefillah, which is the epitome, which is the essence of bitul. Tefillah, which is one of the best examples of this bitul to Hashem.